Dave Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. It is great to have you here today. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing okay. Probably like everybody else, man, just trying to manage this COVID and staying out of people's way and trying to stay safe. How have you been?
Very well, thank you. We're trying to do the exact same thing. Hopefully you can have some pleasant distraction for us, because we could use all the smiles we can get. And man, when I think back to Ricky Henderson, it's amazing to think that his final game in baseball was over 17 years ago now. But Ricky Henderson, one of the true all-timers, what was it like to be around that guy?
Well, it's a comedy act, that's for sure. He's one of the funniest people that I've ever been around. And that's really tough to do, because Dave Parker, I thought, was the funniest, but Ricky is right on the same level with Dave Parker, as far as he just keeps you laughing. And then, you know, the other side of it, which is the competitive side of it, is that, and it's why he's a Hall of Famer, is Ricky was never going to let anybody outdo him, and that was in any department. And that's what made him the great player that he is. Ricky could hit home runs. He'd steal bases. He was a good defensive player, a Gold Glove defensive player. And I thought one of the best teammates ever. And, you know, I was fortunate that I've known Ricky since we were kids. And I'm one person that can tell you that there isn't very much different about Ricky today that would separate him from when he was a young man growing up. And you tip your cap to Bobby for raising Ricky and being a great mom.
Growing up around him, again, since childhood, you're a couple years older than Ricky. Were you, like, playing varsity baseball? He was JV. Was he on the Little League team? You were on senior Babe Ruth?
No, watch out. No, not a couple. I'm 1 year older than Ricky.
Ah, okay.
don't give me too much. I mean, Ricky might have a Dominican birth certificate, so he might be the same age.
What are the odds that he has several birth certificates?
Well, I got to tell you what, you never know. He's always got a trick up his sleeve.
In 1993, when he got traded to Toronto, how much of a blow was that in the clubhouse? And was there a sense that when he got to Toronto that all of a sudden they became the team to beat? How quickly did that turn around?
You know, when you get an impact player, a player of Ricky's stature, and you have an opportunity to add that to, we thought we were a really good baseball team at that time. It would be similar to the impact of Ricky coming to Oakland when we were in a pennant run and ready to go into the playoffs. Ricky add immediate credibility to any baseball team that he steps on the field with. And with him in the leadoff spot, and we know he's Major League Baseball's best and all-time best leadoff hitter, and I've always considered him to be one of the top five players in the game. But when you add a player like that to your baseball team, you have to become a favorite.
I'm with you on him being one of the top five players in the history of the game. I also think he's one of the top five characters in the history of the game. It seems like everyone has their favorite. What is your favorite Ricky Henderson story?
Well, Ricky loves, once again, he's competitive. And if you watch The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, you knew that poker is one of the games that's played on the airplane. And Ricky is always in the middle of a poker game, and he'd be in the back of the plane, and plane is pretty much quiet, because we're on flights after our games. Guys are tired, and all of a sudden, it was never mistaken when Ricky won a hand and won a pot, because he would be in the back of the plane screaming and hollering, doing a dance up and down the aisles, and then get back and start taunting the people that he was playing with. I mean, just unbelievably funny, and you don't want to lose to him.
Dave, where were you during these poker games?
And I'd be in the second to the front seat, in close to the window, pillow to my head, knocked out, man. The plane wouldn't take off, and I was already asleep. I'm not a very good flyer, and so as quick as I can get on the plane, get a seat, get a pillow, and get a blanket, I'm done.
That's a talent right there. Dave Stewart here on 95.7 The Game. Of course, a World Series MVP, four-time 20-game winner. It's ridiculous to see what you did in your career on the mound, on the big stage. And that is what we were talking about before you joined us here, how when the stage got big, Ricky got even bigger. Like, he loved the moment. And you obviously are known, you are defined, raising to the moment is part of your DNA, and that's something that you and Ricky had in common.
You know, I got to tell you this, there's nobody better than Ricky with coming up with the big hit or the big play or just big. There's no other word to put it. I mean, he was the example of getting it done when the team needed it, and you know, part of that is the fact that he wanted to be in those situations, and Ricky wanted to make the difference. There's just no words to put with his ability to take a game over by himself, put a team on his back by himself, and win a baseball game. And he could do it in so many ways. He could do it by the walk, still second, still third, ground ball, infield drive, ground ball, and he scores a run, and you win a game. Or if he's standing at home plate, he represents a run because he can take you deep. So, I mean, or if he's a distraction at first base and you've got one of your big hitters at the plate, pitcher makes a mistake, and all of a sudden he throws a hitter a cookie. Once again, I mean, he can beat you in so many different ways. I mean, it's just unbelievable to play with a guy like that, who the switch was always on, and that's what I liked about him. There are some guys that are considered to be superstar players, and the switch is on and the switch is off. Whenever Ricky took the field, the switch was always on. You'd have to be sitting on the bench because you're always going to see something that you say, how did he get that done?
I want to ask a backwards question here, because a lot of the things that made him Ricky are things that aren't valued in the game now. Not just stolen bases, but just some of the things that he did routinely that people just sort of became attracted to are not things that are rewarded in today's game. So how, given that, how would he be received today as a player and as somebody that a general manager would want to have on his team?
You know, with that kind of talent, I believe that you can play in any era. I know we're in a period of time now where the stolen base isn't valued, but winning baseball games is valued. And Ricky represents a winner. He is a winning player. He has winning attitude. And when you play with him, he is one of the few guys in the game that when you play with him, he raises the play of his teammates. And so I think that there is always a place for Ricky Henderson.
Sort of dovetailing off that question, there'll never be another Ricky Henderson, and obviously that talent would always fit in the game. But when I think about what he brought, it's everything I love about offensive baseball. I feel like it's everything that's exciting about offensive baseball. And like Ray said, it's been devalued. How do we get baseball back to a place where all the exciting types of things Ricky did are more valued?
You know, I think that the game is just going to have to go through this period of time. I'm one of the believers that the game will circle back to what it was. I mean, we'll circle back to, you know, pitchers throwing deep into games and the relievers not being that emphasized. I mean, we'll circle back to bunting a runner over and manufacturing runs. It will revert back to stealing bases and winning a game by stealing the base or playing small ball. It's just the nature of the game. I don't know that the game, especially in the pitching department, can survive the way it's being played at this day and time. There just aren't that many arms in an organization. And so I believe that the game's going to revert back, and that's just going to come through time.
Dave, with all the uniforms that he wore, did he ever take a base or take you deep?
You know, when he played with the Yankees, the one time that I remember facing him, I walked him. And he did not steal a base. And I don't remember facing Ricky other than that one time. I faced him in the minor leagues, and he took me deep. But I don't remember facing Ricky. I also played against him in Mexico, but I got the best of him in Mexico. But in the big leagues, I only remember him facing him that one time with the Yankees. I don't remember any other at bat versus Ricky.
There you go. Well, you know what they say about minor league home runs. They don't even count. So you've never given up a home run to Ricky Henderson. There you go. Dave, thank you so much for joining us for a little walk down memory lane. For a guy who won, again, 20 in the show, 4 years in a row, what happens to your spine when you hear baseball's about to embark on a 60-game season?
You know, I am kind of excited for the fact that we're just playing baseball. And so when you're a fan and you're in love with the game, if you're playing 60 games, that's better than no game. I'm excited to see the rule changes, you know, only from the standpoint that, in my opinion, this is not a real season. A real season is 162 games. And in 162 games, after you've run the marathon, the real winners show up at the end of the season. This is going to be a marathon and a sprint, and teams better come out the box early playing good baseball. Otherwise, you're going to get left in the dust. But I'm a baseball fan. I'm in love with the game. I love watching the game be played. I would have been a miserable person if we didn't play any games this year. And so I'm just happy we're playing baseball in 60 games. That's what we get. I'm grateful for that.
Dave Stewart here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks so much. I can't believe I tried to tack a year onto your age there, especially after you were so good to the charity event and the Guardsmen earlier this year. It was really great to catch up with you, man. Stay safe and sound, and don't get too stir-crazy during this whole COVID thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.